This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, I've got those Iowa results for you so far in the biggest train wreck in the history of caucuses. The caucus to end all caucus nightmares, they can't count. Bernie Sanders, forget the delegate count because Mayor Pete's ahead in the delegate count, but Bernie Sanders declared victory. He says he won. I don't know what math he's doing. He didn't win because the winner is the delegate winner, not the votes. I don't know how you get the most votes and not get the most delegates, but Bernie Sanders didn't win. Mayor Pete won, but Bernie Sanders is declaring victory. You know, it's ridiculous. It's idiotic. The whole thing's a mess. It's chaotic. And by the way, Bernie Sanders is a liar, as I pointed out in my radio show. Even if you want to think you win, even if you believe you truly won fair and square and they cheated you again, you didn't win. So to declare victory and say you won is like Barack Obama saying, my Obamacare, you could keep your doctor, you could keep your health insurance, you could keep your favorite hospital, your favorite network. Nothing's going to change, and the prices are going to go down dramatically. And instead, you lost your doctor, you lost your network, you lost your hospital, you lost your health insurance. The prices doubled and tripled and quadrupled. He's the biggest liar in history. Bernie Sanders looks at you in the face and says, I won Iowa. But you didn't win Iowa. I think you did. I believe Bernie won. I saw the polls. He was going to run in win in a landslide. But they stole it from him again. So he thinks it's okay to say I won, but you didn't win. Even if you think you won, you didn't win. But the biggest losers, as I was saying as we went into the relaunch of the show, Sanders with 42,000 votes, Mayor Pete with 40,000 votes, Elizabeth Warren with 32,000 votes, Biden with 22,000, 13% of the vote. Joe Biden, when are you going to get the message? You're not the front runner. You're never going to win. It's over for you. You were never the front runner. Your support was always a mile, in his case, 100 miles wide and a half inch deep. Nobody ever really liked you, but there was no other choice. So they picked you out of lack of choices. But that was before Ukraine and Hunter Biden. You're done. Stick a fork in Biden. But he's not even the biggest loser. Amy Klobuchar got 19,000 votes. Andrew Yang, some of you don't even know he's running, got 1,700 votes. And Tom Steyer got 371 votes. Now, as I pointed out in my radio show, here in Las Vegas, you can't walk a block without seeing a Tom Steyer billboard. You can't literally turn on the TV without seeing 100 Tom Steyer ads. This guy has spent millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in just Nevada, in just Las Vegas. What has he spent in the rest of the country? What has he spent in Iowa? And he got 371 votes to Bernie Sanders, 42,000. The lesson in this, Tom Steyer, and the lesson in this, Mike Bloomberg, is you can't buy a presidency. You thought that Trump bought the presidency. Trump barely spent any money. You had the wrong, mistaken idea that Trump was rich and that's why he won. That's not true. Trump won because he had the greatest message ever that resonated with the American people. Make America great again. America first. all the things that Trump talked about, you know, the China trade, they're killing us, and too many regulations, and Obamacare's killing us, and I'm going to build the wall and make Mexico pay for it. He had the greatest ideas and the greatest lines in the history of politics that resonated with average middle-class Americans, in particular, white middle-class Americans, which is why I wrote the book Behind Me, Angry White Male, my big hit book, Angry White Male. Before that, The Murder of the Middle Class. Before that, the number one book in America, The Ultimate Obama's Survival Guide. I understand. I got my finger on the pulse of the American people. Trump ignited the excitement and enthusiasm and passion of the American people, and that's why he won. It had nothing to do with money. So Bloomberg has no personality, and Tom Steyer has no personality. They're like, they'd have to win Miss Congeniality of the Miss America contest, right? Because they couldn't win the pageant, but they'd give them the also-ran prize, Miss Congeniality. And so Steyer spent like $200 million, and he's at not 1%, not 2%, 0.2%. So 0.2% is Tom Steyer with 371 votes in Iowa. And we don't even know if Bernie won or didn't win. We don't know if Mayor Pete won or didn't win. The whole thing is a giant cluster puck. It's a disaster. It's a mess. And you don't win elections because you're rich, guys. And you're learning that lesson. I'll tell you why you win elections. Americans are now satisfied with their lives at an all-time high. You win elections because you make people happy. Donald Trump has made people happy. A whopping 90% of Americans are satisfied with their personal lives, which is an all-time high for the Gallup poll, going back 41 years, all the way back to 1979. Also hitting a personal record high are those who say they're very satisfied with their personal lives. That number hit 65. In the history of the question being asked, only 25% said they're somewhat satisfied. And then money just might buy happiness after all, because 95% of Americans who live in the high-income households of 100,000 or more respond they are satisfied. 95%, 76% very satisfied. Self-identified Republicans top the list of those very satisfied, 80%, even more than people who are rich. Republicans, 80% very satisfied, and overall, 93% at least satisfied. Compare that to self-identified Democrats who came in second to last with only 56% saying they are very satisfied. Married Americans, 93% satisfied, 74% very satisfied. I want to see if there's anything else. Oh, and it just tracks with all the other polls going on in America. Confidence in the U.S. economy just hit a 20-year high. Optimism on personal finances exploded to a record high of 59%, while pessimism dropped to a record low of 20%. Those satisfied with the way things are going in the country just hit a 15-year high. Consumer confidence soaring close to a 17-year high. The right track, wrong track numbers after more than a decade finally moving in the right direction. You know what it comes down to? This isn't about campaigning. This isn't about Trump campaigning and saying, I'm going to make life better. I'm going to make America great again. He has already made America great again. Results are so much more important than what you say. It's not talking, it's results and it's action. And so all these Democrats are now talking. You know, Hillary was talking and Trump was talking, and everyone liked Trump's talk better. It had nothing to do with Rich. But now it's not about talk. You have Democrats talking, squawking. And you have a guy in office who's produced tangible results. America is at peace and prosperity. Trump is Ike, man. He's Eisenhower. You're not going to beat him. Eisenhower won in 2 landslides over an extreme liberal like Bernie Sanders. He beat an extreme liberal. Same thing as Bernie Sanders. Same thing as anyone the Democrats put up. You're not going to beat Trump. Trump's got it, man. Trump's got it. I want to read you a couple other good things about Trump that I think will make you happy. First of all, there's a Rasmussen poll out that says a plurality of voters say Trump has, in fact, made America stronger. Told you. According to the survey results, 46% of likely U.S. voters think the nation has grown stronger since the president's election in 2016. 50% of those surveyed say America's best days are in the future, and that's still higher than it's been in regular surveys since 2006, 14, 15 years ago. Just 30% of likely voters think the nation's best days are behind us. And according to the poll, economic confidence is at a five-year high. 80% of Republicans think Trump has made the country stronger. Only 20% of Democrats say the same thing. So when you talk about optimism, Trump has triggered massive optimism among Republicans and conservatives and independents and among just average married people and the average American. Everyone's economics are up. Our prosperity is up. We're looking better than ever before. And Trump has made us proud to be Americans again. He killed al-Baghdadi. He killed Soleimani, the general of Iran. And today, more breaking news, Trump takes out another major terrorist. What's Mike Bloomberg going to do? What's Tom Steyer going to do? What's Bernie Sanders going to do? What's Joe Biden going to do other than ask Hunter to rip off another country's money? Joe Biden's son's ripping off all the other country's money, and Trump's killing terrorists. Boom, boom, boom. Another three of them are dead. Love it. At the direction of President Donald J. Trump, the United States conducted a counterterrorism operation in Yemen that successfully eliminated Qasem al-Rimi, founder and leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP, and a deputy al-Qaeda leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Folks, we're killing the bad guys, slaying the bad guys, getting revenge for everyone who ever took out our heroes with a roadside bomb. Goodbye. It doesn't get any better than this. My gosh, what are the Democrats offering? Nancy Pelosi ripping up things? They got nothing. Donald Trump has tangible proof that he's made America better again, great again, optimistic again, prosperous again, peaceful again. MAGA, baby. See you in a sec. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms. Even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy, points, and availability vary by state.
Hi, I'm I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Oh, I love this one. I love this story. Wayne Allen Root coming to you from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. Proud to be an American, proud to be American-born. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what you're getting on this show, preparation for war from war. Nancy Pelosi pounds her hand on the podium after a reporter suggests that ripping President Trump's State of the Union speech was a giant mistake and a backfire. And she pounds her hand and says, I don't need a lesson from anybody. I mean, she just destroyed the whole legacy of her life. And Mitt Romney destroyed the whole legacy of his life. Trump is just a guy who gets under your skin and causes you to just do stupid things that destroy the whole legacy of your life. So I said I loved it. What I loved was a plane was flying in San Francisco today, in the skies of San Francisco, with a banner behind the plane, carrying a banner, flying a banner. And the banner says, PelosiForPrison.com. PelosiForPrison.com. The leading GOP candidate running against the bitter impeachment queen is Deanna Lorraine, and she contracted a plane to fly around San Francisco with a banner in tow that read, Pelosi for prison. I love it. I love it. Good job, Lorraine. I don't know, Deanna Lorraine. I don't know her, but it's good job. The banner measures a whopping 25 by 80 feet, promotes Pelosi for prison. Oh, it's not .com. It's .co, .co. So if you're going to go look it up right now, it's not .com. PelosiForPrison.co, .co. And when you get there, there's a petition on the page which encourages people to put Pelosi in prison for her crimes against America. Deanna bills the House Speaker as a known violator of our Constitution and accuses her of using her political power for personal gain. And you know that's true. And she said, I don't need a lesson from anybody. When that reporter asked her, Pelosi slowed a lecture, and you don't need a lesson from anybody. And Manu Raju said, did you step on that message, you know, the message of taking the high ground by tearing up the State of the Union? She says, no, I did not. No, I did not. I tore up a manifesto of mistruths. It's very hard for us to get you to talk about the issues we are working on, Pelosi said, slamming her hands on the lectern. It was necessary to get the attention of the American people to say, this is not true, and I don't need any lessons from anybody, especially the President of the United States, about dignity. Trump got under her skin, and she's lost her mind. You know, I mean, the thing, you know what the beauty of politics is? You could be the worst person in the world, and no one knows, because you smile, and you hug ladies and kiss babies, and you're a guy's guy, and everybody loves you, because you fake it. That, to me, was Obama. I think Obama's pure evil. But he is so great at acting like a great guy. And I think Bill Clinton is pure evil. But he's so great at acting like your best friend, and you want to go have a flapjack at the breakfast, you know, breakfast restaurant with him, right? You want to go to the bar and have a drink with him. You want to watch a football game with him. These guys are evil personified with the things they do and they believe in. But they cover it up with such a fake nice personality and a big smile. Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. These are all part of this new generation of politicians. Not Nancy. She's not new. And Bernie's not new. He's old. He's old as Methuselah. But they're still new in that they're the first breed of politician that actually thinks you could throw the veneer away, stop smiling, and just be the evil witch that you really are. And it comes right through. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez should ride in on a broom. Nancy Pelosi should ride in on a broom. Bernie Sanders should ride in on a damn broom. He'd be a warlock, right? What's a male witch? A warlock, right? Ride in on a broom. They're all mean people, and they hate America, and they show it every day. And they don't believe in God. They don't want to put their hand on the chest when the national anthem's on. And they don't want to salute a military leader. And they're not even having fun and crying and feeling good when a paratrooper comes out from overseas and surprises his wife and kids and says, honey, I love you. And she's like, oh, my God, my husband's home. It's one of the great moments you're ever going to watch. I was smiling and crying at the same time and saying, oh, my God, Trump did it. I can't get any happier than this. And the liberals hated it. They're not even trying to hide it. All right, coming up next, a message from my sponsor, Prostate Guide. You've seen all the ads for the prostate pills. They're everywhere. So how do you know which prostate pills work, guys, and which ones are pure, worthless junk? There's now a prostate guide that is amazing. They tested every pill. What they found is shocking. They charge $25 on Amazon, but you get it free right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling the impeachment ordeal very unfair. At an event at the White House on Thursday, the president celebrated his acquittal, calling it part of a witch hunt that began the day he started running for president. The president's also happy that Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, has been able to get things done in the Senate.
This guy is great, and I appreciate it, Mitch. And he's also given us 191 now. 191 federal judges, 2 Supreme Court judges, right?
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is thanking Iowans for his strong support in the presidential caucuses. In the latest batch of results from Iowa, Sanders leads in the final alignment votes. And another record day on Wall Street is at the closing bell. The Dow was up 89 points to finish at 29,380. The S&P improved 11. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, raw and unfiltered, because I speak from the heart and I shoot from the hip. By the way, I wanted to mention something to you because one of my fans sent me an email during the break and said, Wayne, you're saluting with your left hand. You really should always salute with your right hand. Well, I know that, but to salute with my right hand, look what I have to do. I have to move the mic away, and I have to pull my hand up. It's impossible. It's caught under the mic, and my hand is always on my article, my next article, and this hand is free, and that's why I went like that. But I probably should have moved the mic away and saluted like that. There we go. Just wanted to make it official why I did that. U.S. cities with the most homeless people. Over 500,000 Americans are currently homeless. 500,000. And I wanted to show you, first of all, more than half of all the homeless people in the U.S. are in California. 53%. Wow, that is amazing. Nearly a quarter of them live in just two cities, New York and Los Angeles. I thought San Francisco was the one that had the big homeless problem. More than a quarter of all homeless people in America, I'll repeat that, live in two cities, New York and Los Angeles. They're the two of the three or four most liberal cities in America. Right up there with Chicago, Seattle, and San Francisco. It doesn't get more liberal than New York and Los Angeles. And why are they filled with homeless people if liberalism is so great? And if high taxes work. And so, here are the cities with the most homeless people. Number one, New York City, 78,000. Number two, Los Angeles, 56,000. And then comes Seattle with 11,000. San Jose, Santa Clara with 9,000. San Diego with 8,000. San Francisco with 8,000. Oakland, Berkeley, Alameda County, 8,000. Santa Ana, Anaheim, Orange County, 8,000. Now, there's a big surprise. Phoenix with 6,000. And the District of Columbia with 6,000. Let's look at the political affiliation. New York City, extreme liberal Democrat. Los Angeles, extreme liberal Democrat. Seattle, extreme liberal Democrat. San Jose, Santa Clara, extreme liberal Democrat. San Diego, pretty liberal. San Francisco, extreme liberal Democrat. Oakland, Berkeley, Alameda, extreme liberal Democrat. Santa Ana, Orange County, moderate liberal Democrat. Phoenix, Arizona, Arizona conservative, but Phoenix liberal, moderate liberal. And District of Columbia, extreme liberal Democrat. So almost every single city is extreme liberal. They're all Democrat cities, including Phoenix is a Democrat city in the middle of a very conservative state, just like I live and shoot this show right here in Las Vegas, liberal city in the middle of a very conservative state. Nevada, very conservative, but it votes liberal because of one county, Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada. So there's the homeless situation. And then let me get to a situation that I've talked about a lot. I wrote a commentary that I read to you on this show last week about Mayor Michael Bloomberg. And I said how, you know, my nickname for him is Trans Mike because his whole agenda is about transgender people. It's about making sure we all pay for the surgeries, the sex change surgeries of transgender people out of our tax money and out of our health insurance, raising our taxes, raising our health insurance rates. I mean, ridiculous. If you want to, you know, go up the hill, Jack, and come down, Jill, I said on last week's show, sure, great. Go do it. Have at it. I don't care. I'm a libertarian. I really don't care what you do as long as you don't hurt me or cost me. But you have no right to go up the hill, Jack, come down, Jill, because I paid for your operation. If you want to be Jill and you're Jack, and you want to have your you-know-what transferred to a you-know-what, then use your own damn money. Work three jobs and spend your own money. Save your own money, spend your own money. Not my job to pay for your sex change operation. But Bloomberg thinks it is. And that's ironic, isn't it? Because here's a guy who thought it was his business to tell you whether there's too much salt in your food and whether there's too much sugar in your drink and how big your Slurpee or your Big Gulp is. He passed laws in New York City that said you can't drink a giant drink of soda. You got to put it in a smaller cup. So to get around it, everybody had three cups of soda. I mean, he's a moron. He is a true dictator, fascist, who thinks he can tell you how to live your life. But then he thinks it's okay for him to tell you, you got to pay for another person's transgender sex change. Crazy. And your girls have got to get dressed in a locker room with a guy who thinks he's a girl. And you, your wife and kids have to go to the bathroom in a women's room with guys in there who think they're girls. At least they claim it, because they're going in the bathroom to rape somebody. That's Mayor Bloomberg. But what's interesting is we found a Mayor Bloomberg speech in 2016 where he says transgender rights are a loser in Midwest locker rooms. So somehow between 2016 and 2020, he went from being a smart guy who understood transgender issues don't play with the average American and turned them off, to being a complete nincompoop and a schmuck, as we say in the Yiddish language back in New York. My grandmother would have called him a putz or a schmuck, an idiot, a fool who doesn't even understand what works anymore. How did you lose your common sense, Mike Bloomberg? In a recently resurfaced video, billionaire Democrat candidate for president Mike Bloomberg is seen telling leftists the trans issue is a loser in the American heartland. Specifically because parents in the Midwest can't understand why some man wearing a dress should be allowed in a locker room with their daughter. He was smart 4 years ago. Now he's an idiot. Bloomberg made his comments while addressing the Syed Business School in Oxford, England, in 2016, where he insisted that the issue of transgenderism, especially in American schools, is a loser, especially in the Midwest. Explaining his position, he said that only the intelligentsia, meaning the elitists, can understand why some man wearing a dress should be in a locker room with their daughter. Wow. We, the intelligentsia, people who could make it into this room, we believe in a lot of things in terms of equality and protecting individual rights that make no sense to the vast bulk of the people. They're not opposed to you having some rights, he added, but there's a fundamental disconnect between us believing that the rights of the individual come first and the general belief around the world that the rights of society comes first. From there, Bloomberg directed the British audience to the growing issue of transgender bathrooms that had been roiling in the U.S. at the time, and added that only a true salesman could sell transgenderism to the Midwest. If you want to know if someone's a good salesman, give them the job of going to the Midwest, picking a town and selling to that town the concept that some man wearing a dress should be in the locker room with their daughter. If you could sell that, you could sell anything. I mean, the people in the Midwest, they'll just look at you and say, what on earth are you talking about? Bloomberg went on to say that unlike gay marriage, trans rights are also a losing issue in the Midwest because you can't ever turn it into a family issue. Wow. So, folks, here's the guy, and I read you my commentary. It was either last week or earlier this week. I can't remember. They all fade after a while into one another. But I read you my commentary on Bloomberg and what he's about now. And his agenda now is the most radical pro-transgender agenda I've ever seen. Pro-transgender agenda. Say that five times fast. I've ever seen. And back then, he was just talking about trying to stuff it down your throat, excuse the pun, the issue of transgenders in a bathroom. Now we're taking it way beyond that. Way beyond that. The issue now is he's saying transgender surgeries, we got to pay for them with our taxes and our health insurance. And now he's saying that you got to let transgender men into women's shelters for abused women. And you got to let transgender boys compete with girls in sports. He has gone so far beyond the transgender bathroom issue that seems like a tame issue from our past. No one even cares about that anymore. That's kind of, you know, Hear no evil, see no evil. If you don't tell me you're transgender, I don't care. Go in the bathroom. That's the least of our worries. Now it's, do you want your daughter showering with a guy who thinks he's a girl? Do you want your daughter in a locker room changing with a guy who thinks he's a girl? Do you want her wrestling with a guy who thinks he's a girl? Do you want a woman who's been beaten by men, that's a shell of her former self, that's afraid of men, inside a shelter for women, to be accosted by a woman who's really a man and has a man's strength? It's gone so far off the rails, that's why Trump's going to win by a landslide. Because there's nobody in the middle class, there's nobody in the Midwest, there's nobody in the South who can ever stomach this stuff. There's only people on the two coasts who don't understand how bad these issues are. And it's funny because it kind of leads into my next topic, which is Hollywood. Hollywood was triggered by the Trump victory lap. The Hollywood left went into full meltdown mode on Thursday as President Trump took a victory lap after the Senate voted to acquit him on the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of justice. And so all the people in Hollywood lost their minds. Rosie tweeted out, can you report to the studio immediately to break down this drug-fueled freak show of a speech? She's talking about Rachel Maddow should report instantly, and Trump, she is calling a drug-fueled freak show of a speech. Two and a Half Men star John Cryer declared Republicans are now accomplices to Trump's abuses of power. Wow. Jeffrey Wright, I don't even know who Jeffrey Wright is. Why is this garbage minstrel show even being broadcast? Actor Jeffrey Wright, who called President Trump a self-pitying, absolute bottom-feeding disgrace, and it's unreal that people buy this ridiculousness. Hey, Jeffrey, Rosie, John Cryer, I got news for you. America ain't buying the transgender sex change operations. We're not feeling it. Excuse the pun. We're never going to feel it. We're never going to touch it. What a 10-foot pole. All right. Coming up next, Dr. Joe. Message from my great sponsor. If you're a guy and your hair's getting thin or going bald, this is the guy with the greatest message in the whole world. He can change your life, the way you feel about yourself, and the way you look, and make you feel young again. Dr. Joe Williams, right now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful mint state, 63, $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, eight kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, so far this show has been a celebration of all things Trump. It's a great day in Trump land. But we got to give you a little bit of a downer, because the truth is the truth, right? And what's happening in China is terrible. Okay, first of all, the very doctor literally said, we've got this terrible pandemic beginning here. He's the guy that told the world about the coronavirus has died. The doctor tried to raise the alarm about coronavirus in the early days of the outbreak in Wuhan, China, died after contracting the disease. Early reports of the death of Li Wenliang were retracted, only for the doctor to succumb later in the day. And I told you, I was the guy who warned you yesterday, that they put some numbers up on a screen at a Chinese website that showed 25,000 dead. And then they immediately took them down. And they put up the official government number seconds later, which is about 500 dead. We know the number's not right. And so the doctor who literally discovered and sounded the bell on this coronavirus, young man, I believe 32 or 33 years old, dead. And Wuhan is ordered to round up infected residents for mass quarantine camps. I mean, you have no idea how bad it must be living in China right now. There's no cars on the street, no trains running, no planes taking off, There's nobody in hotels. They're ghost towns. The streets are empty. Nobody's walking anywhere. And they've decided to quarantine everybody in their house. You're allowed out one family member every 5 days to buy groceries. Other than that, you got to stay in the house. What they're watching, what they're doing, I have no idea. The whole country shut down. It's incredible. Economists warn China faces difficult dilemma in deciding when workers should return to work. So it's a scary thing. Germany confirms their 16 case, two suspected cases in South Africa. Dubai reports the third death outside China. It's very scary. China grows isolated as airlines cancel more than 50,000 flights. And then there's a nightmare at sea. More than 7,000 people are quarantined on two cruise ships. One in Japan, one off of Japan, and the other one off of Hong Kong, for fears that the deadly virus has infected passengers and crew. Wow. How scary is that? Can you imagine being trapped on a cruise ship, a floating cruise ship, which normally is a floating, you know, fun ship, and here it's a floating nightmare. You're trapped. They won't let you off. People are on the ship, sick or dying, and you know it could be you next, and you're waiting in your room to die or to get the hell out of there. It's enough to make you jump out of the porthole, right? Scary stuff. And I'll finish the show today, so I had to get that in. It's not negative. It's just the truth. And you don't hear it on the evening news. They're not telling you how bad it really is. But I'm going to end tonight with Mitt Romney. It's kind of how I began last night, and I'm going to end tonight with Mitt Romney. Because I despise that man. I want him kicked out of the Republican Party. He is Benedict Arnold. Right? Benedict Arnold. The worst traitor in the history of the Republican Party. And I know President Trump hates him the way I do. Today he was at a celebration with GOP senators. And he saw Mike Lee, the other U.S. senator of Utah who voted to acquit Trump. And he said, Mike, say hello to the people of Utah and tell them I'm sorry about Mitt Romney. And I'm telling you, that's how people feel. I'm going to tell you now what it's all about. Mitt Romney is bitter. Mitt Romney is jealous. Mitt Romney thought he was going to be the next president of the United States. But he wouldn't attack Barack Obama. He wouldn't go low, is what he might call it. I call it just telling the truth, campaigning hard, telling the truth about your opponent and what he's done to the United States, to the middle class, to the American economy, to the healthcare system. He ruined it all. What he did to small business, he destroyed them. Obama destroyed it all. He was evil and he was a Marxist. And Mitt Romney wouldn't go there. And he lost. And along comes a Trump who takes Wayne Root's philosophy to the thousandth degree. Whatever is the truth, the raw truth, don't worry about offending someone. Don't worry about whose feelings you hurt. Just say it. Tell the American people, shoot from the hip like I do, speak from the heart, and tell them the truth about what Obama did to this country and what Hillary would do in a third term of Obama. And Trump won millions of votes more than Mitt Romney. You want to hear the numbers? This is why Mitt hates Trump. First of all, in the Republican primary, Trump beat Romney in almost every state. He demolished Romney's 2012 vote totals in every Republican primary state. In Alabama, Trump got 193,000 more votes than Mitt Romney. In Arizona, he got 47,000 more votes than Mitt Romney. In the swing state of Florida, which Romney lost to Obama, but Trump beat Hillary in Florida. And in the primary, Trump got 300,000 more votes than Mitt Romney. In Ohio, he got 252,000 votes more than Romney. And in Romney's home state of Massachusetts, Trump trounced Romney by more than 46,000 votes. He got four times more votes in New York than Romney. Overall, in the GOP primary, 2 million votes more than Romney. And then in the general election, 2 million more votes than Romney. That's why Trump's the president of the United States. He kicked your butt, Mitt Romney. You're jealous, you're bitter, you blew it, and you're just angry and green with envy. And you need to be drummed out of the Republican Party. Let's call it a night. To all the cops out there, love you. All the military, love you. All the vets, we love you. Appreciate your sacrifices. God bless you all. Be safe tonight. Don't run away now. Don't change the channel. Stay tuned for my advertiser, my sponsor. It's because of them we have the show. My doctor suggests, with all that flu in the news, they got the best defense against colds and flu.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be
fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.